You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, Calaveras County Public Health Officer Dr. Dean Kaleda delivered remarks before the Calaveras County Board of Supervisors. Here are the edited remarks of Dr. Kaleda.
All right. Hi, this is Dr. Kaleda. I can give a report. So as of today, September 8th, 2020, California has reported 732,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases with 13,700 fatalities statewide. Calaveras Public Health confirms 273 coronavirus cases with 2 deaths. Public Health is in the process of confirming several additional suspect coronavirus deaths in connection to the outbreak at Avalon San Andreas Skilled Nursing Home. So an outbreak of COVID-19 infections continues to develop at Avalon San Andreas Convalescent Facility after an initial identification of an asymptomatic staff member working at the facility was picked up on routine surveillance testing on July 22nd. To date, infections in 52 residents and 21 staff members have been confirmed through enhanced testing of all residents and care staff. This represents the most significant challenge to our community posed by the pandemic to date. The mortality rate among nursing home residents has been significant in other similar settings throughout the country and throughout California. Last week, Avalon reported 5 deaths in connection with the increasing incidence of positive cases. Public Health is in the process of officially verifying the exact causes of death for at least 6 individuals associated with the Avalon outbreak. So as of this time today, our official death count for Calaveras stands at 2, and Public Health will release updated statistics as they become available, including our Tuesday afternoon press release later today. So at this time, positive residents at Avalon are being temporarily placed in a COVID-19 unit for isolation within the facility until recovered, so as to prevent ongoing transmission to other residents within the facility. The facility's infection prevention staff has been working closely with our public health department, and we've both been in consultation with the California Department of Public Health, and they've dispatched what they call a rapid response team from Sacramento to pay a site visit to the facility and to provide specific infection prevention guidance and technical assistance, which has been very helpful. We're in regular communication with Mark Twain Medical Center regarding this situation and the potential need for additional hospital bed space in the event that the outbreak causes individuals to become sick and require hospital care. There's currently 4 Calaveras County residents hospitalized. Local hospital capacity remains adequate, and ventilator availability was at 100% yesterday. Governor Newsom unveiled on Friday, August 28th, that the blueprint for a safer economy would replace the county data monitoring list system for determining what businesses can or can't be open in California counties. So every county in California has been assigned to a tier based on its rate of new cases at least 3 weeks before moving forward. So what that means is that the data is reviewed weekly and the tiers are updated every Tuesday. But once we're in a tier, we'll typically remain there for 3 weeks in order to give businesses a little bit of stability. To move forward, a county must meet the next tier's criteria, the lower tier's criteria, for 2 consecutive weeks. If a county's metric worsens for 2 consecutive weeks, it'll be assigned to a more restrictive tier. So the tiers are purple, which is widespread, that's the highest, substantial, red, that's one lower, moderate, orange, and minimal, yellow. So each one of those tiers requires a little bit more potential for business and economic activities to be taking place. Calaveras County is currently in the substantial or red tier, and it'll remain at this tier based on our current rates of disease for the time being. This means that some non-essential indoor business operations are now allowed to be open and some remain closed. Under this new framework, many recently closed businesses may resume activity with modifications. For example, ones that people ask about a lot are dine-in restaurants. Dine-in restaurant service may resume indoors at a maximum of 25% capacity or 100 people, whichever's fewer. Likewise, movie theaters can open at 25% capacity. Hair salons and barber shops, personal services like tattoo, massage, cosmetology services may also open with specific modifications and limitations on the numbers of customers and the procedures that are necessary to prevent disease transmission. Gyms and fitness centers can resume indoor operation with capacity limited to 10% of their normal capacity. So the way to know what's open is the best way is to visit the state's COVID-19.ca.gov website and just click on the link that says what's open in my county. And then you choose Calaveras County. It tells you what tier we're in, and all of the different specific business sectors are listed for people to explore. Testing remains available at the Calaveras County Fairgrounds OptumServe test site. That's open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And testing is now available for those down to age 3. People are encouraged to register online. You can go to the website that's linked on our county website, as well as calling a toll-free number, which is 888-634-1123. We need to remain cautious in how we move forward. To continue in a positive direction, the public is urged to continue to wear the face mask, keep 6 feet apart, get tested, and wear a face covering. Stay home when you're sick. Avoid gatherings if physical distancing and mask wearing cannot be followed. There's no doubt that our current situation is further strengthened when we work together to help in the fight against COVID-19 and keep us from moving to a more restrictive tier when that reassesses in the next coming week or two.